You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Well, the neighbors are done weed whacking, so it's time for another episode of Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that covers all the latest pop and geek culture news. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to get through, but first let's talk about some things we've been checking out.
Did anybody else watch the Bill Nye Saves the World?
Haven't had a chance to yet, unfortunately. I need to.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah?
The only thing I'm worried about is that the people that need to watch it
aren't going to. Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff on it, he's very much preaching to the choir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was kind of afraid of that a little bit.
Kind of an echo chamber kind of thing.
Yeah. Because it's good science stuff. I just personally know a lot of it already.
Yeah.
And, well, it's still entertaining, even if you already know.
Well, it's Bill Nye. Of course it's entertaining.
He's such a goofball.
Yeah.
Even in his advanced years.
He doesn't act like an old man.
No.
No.
He jumps around and...
Yeah, he's very much still the science guy.
Yeah, but you're right. There's a lot of the people that need to watch it aren't going to. And the show's been getting a little bit of blowback online, which is sad, but not
unexpected.
Unexpected. Yeah. I'm not surprised, unfortunately.
I mean, the man's been... He's probably been the most vocal scientist against climate change and that stuff. Like, forever. He's mentioned on the show, too.
Yeah.
Well, he's very vocal in a lot of, big, issue things. But people want to attack the fact that, that he's... He doesn't have, a lot of, big, huge degrees or anything like that.
Well, they...
Your cousin said that he goes to the same...
Science type...
I can't think of the word.
Yeah, and I can't think of the word of the thing. Science club meetings.
Convention.
Conferences.
Conferences.
Conferences, okay.
Another C word.
He goes to the same science type conferences that she does.
Yeah.
And she has a PhD.
Yeah. A lot of people who are naysaying Bill Nye are pointing out the fact that he's a performer as well as a scientist.
That's why he's on TV.
That's why he's fun to watch and people enjoy him.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry that he wasn't abrasive like Mr. Wizard.
Yeah.
That man was terrifying.
You don't need a doctorate to talk about to teach high school level science on the TV.
No, definitely not.
And it gets people interested in science. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Which is something we desperately need.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's neat because he has these younger people go out and talk about, they go and discover stories throughout the world and they come back and talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm. He's got correspondence now. Well, he did before, but before they were children.
But my favorite one that we watched so far is the sound therapy, where they would play music and yell at your body parts to heal you. She's laying on this table and the guy's just screaming at her stomach and she's just
trying to keep a straight face.
She didn't want to be rude.
Oh, that's funny.
So they were talking about alternative medicine.
I'm going to have to watch that because I'm always interested in kind of debunking alternative medicine kind of stuff.
They apparently bought a stomach remedy at Whole Foods. They had vinegar in it.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and that's an acid.
Yeah.
You put more acid on acid.
Gross.
That's not going to turn it more base.
Yeah.
But
apparently science is up for debate now.
I guess. Well, science has become politics, unfortunately. And
that's horrible.
It's horrible, but that's the world we live in. And I don't want to go down this road too far on this show because this isn't the kind of show to discuss that. But it's a sad fact that that is now in a world where facts can be debated and... Yeah, science is, all science is someone's perspective, it sucks, but...
Even though the very nature of science makes it so it's not just one person's perspective.
Exactly, but it's all comes down to perception these days, and that's a bummer.
You know what I really miss? Our human curiosity and the urge to push farther. No, we went to the moon.
Yeah, now it's the urge to and the drive to validate our own like personal thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
Despite mountains of evidence for or against that thought. It's a sad shift.
Yeah. How can I prove that I'm right?
Yeah, that's become more important than proving what is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if you have mountains of evidence to say the thing that you are saying is true,
you can Photoshop an image to say whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, even if you have a bunch of evidence in your favor, you're still pushing your agenda.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we got to get off this topic a little bit because we're, yeah.
It's getting a little heavy here.
A little bit.
The Nerd Overload booth.
Yeah.
Thing. Room.
Yeah.
Sanctuary.
I played the Guardians of the Galaxy Telltale game last night.
Yeah, how was it?
It's a Telltale game.
That's all I needed to know.
I slept through it. Yeah,
you fell asleep almost immediately.
Yeah. I was a tired girl, though.
I mean, it was good.
Does it give you the I am Groot dialogue option?
Well, you don't play as Groot.
I don't want to play as
from what I understand, each chapter is going to be from the perspective of a different character, and the last chapter is Groot.
Oh, yeah. I did not know this.
Yeah, yeah, I actually heard that from another podcast earlier this week, because the first one's Star-Lord, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a shame that they're going to change it, because his jet boots are actually a kind of cool game mechanic.
Okay.
For the brief 10 minutes that you have complete control over the game.
Oh, jeez, okay. Yeah, but no, I guess each character is going to have their own special kind of power or whatever for their section. And yeah, the last section is Groot, and all of his dialogue is going to be like, I am Groot, or I am Groot with an exclamation point, or, you know, something else.
I am Groot?
Groot? Yeah.
They kill Thanos within the first 10 minutes.
Oh, that shouldn't happen.
So he's dead.
Huh. Yeah, that should really not happen at all.
I'm sure he'll come back.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
there's
comics.
There's Lifestone.
Yeah.
They catch him trying to get some artifact.
Mm.
I think it's called the Eternity Forge. Is that a thing? Is that a comic thing? Or
I'm sure it is. Yeah, it sounds...
Or is it something Telltale made up?
The Eternity Forge. Is that the thing that he used to forge the glove that he put the gems, the Infinity Gems onto?
I can't remember if it's that or it's the forge that makes the Uru weapons from Asgard.
That could be it.
I can't remember exactly which one's which.
Yeah. Actually, I think you're right. I think it is the one that makes, like Thor's hammer. Like the
or the Asgardian Iron Man armor.
Yeah.
But it's like this little MacGuffin-y cup thing that Star-Lord gets after they kill Thanos, which really isn't spoilers because it happens in the first, like, 15, 20 minutes of the game.
Oh, wow. How long is the game, would you say?
Like a couple hours.
A couple hours? Oh, that's not bad.
It's better than some Telltale. Is that like, that's just that chapter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's better than a lot of Telltale games I've played where a chapter lasts me half an hour.
Minecraft story mode.
I didn't play it.
Each chapter is like 10 minutes.
Ugh. Also, it's garbage. It just sucks.
It's a dumpster fire. It's just the worst.
I like Telltale games, but I just couldn't get into the story because it's like, but you're Minecraft.
Who cares?
Yeah. Just log out, dude.
Yeah. Oh, and the best part about that is this is true for all Telltale games, but it's especially true for the Minecraft one. You can start the game and set the controller down and it will play itself. Like it will just automatically choose the correct decision if you wait out the timer. On all like decisions.
But what about if you lose the QuickTime events, does it just keep
you have to it's like every once in a while you have to press a button to get to do it. But there are some QuickTime events where it'll just like, okay, well, you didn't do it, but that's okay. We're just gonna keep on moving.
Because there's ones in the Guardians of the Galaxy where if you don't get it, it's game over.
Yeah.
Like you're dead, you gotta start over again.
I think there's like one per chapter in the Minecraft ones, but other than that, just set the controller down and just let the voice of Patton Oswalt, you know, stumble his way through
talking about creepers
and building stuff.
It's for kids though.
Dirt houses. True.
It's very much for Telltale game for kids.
Yeah. Why are the Lego like games much more palatable than the Minecraft story mode? Why do you think? Because it's essentially the same thing, I guess. At least the Lego games where they have their own original characters.
I don't know. Well, no, this Minecraft story mode, there isn't any Lego games that play like Minecraft story mode.
Well, true. But I mean, like, just in general, the overall idea of, you know, because I'm from the moment that they announced that there was a Minecraft story mode, I'm like, I don't need this. But there's Lego Undercover or Underground or whatever.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was
a
like
Lego City Undercover.
Yeah, that has its own. That's not based on a previous like a movie franchise or anything like that.
Because there's nothing there with Minecraft. There's no story.
Yeah. Well, there's
no characters.
There's nothing really there for Lego either. They had to come up with that Lego Underground totally whole cloth.
Yeah, but they've been.
There's like what 8 mobs in Minecraft.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
I don't know, there's a bunch now. Actually, they've added a lot.
And they're all just like things, like this is a dog.
Yeah.
Like this is a cat.
That's true. Yeah,
they've added more monsters.
Like you can look at a Lego character and think, well, this is what his personality probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Where with Minecraft, it's like it's a creeper. It looks like a green. It explodes. Like, I don't know. That game's just for kids that buy those weird Minecraft books.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Chapter 1, I built a house, and then a creeper blowed it up, and now my friends are gonna do something. Like, I don't even know what is in those books.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like, what?
They gotta be all the same. I mean, like...
Yeah, like...
A lot of them is crafting recipes.
Internet! Just go on the internet! It's all right there! Why do you need a book?
Because books.
Yeah.
Because kids will buy anything with Minecraft on it? I don't know.
I guess.
My name's GamerDude27, and I'm on a Minecraft adventure.
I don't know. I kind of wanted to play that Lego Worlds game.
Lego Worlds is good.
Yeah, that's fun.
They hide like actual like power-ups and upgrades around the maps, and it's fun to just explore and try to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Even that little bit of direction makes it better for me than Minecraft.
Yeah, because at least there is at least some kind of goal, yeah. Kinda. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't want to. If I want to build something, I'll like
play Minecraft.
No,
real Minecraft.
I'll like make a game, like an actual legitimate game.
Yeah.
Like, I get nothing out of Minecraft. I don't. It's just me.
Let's see. Well, I read a couple comics this week. I want to talk about two books that ended this past Wednesday, both from Marvel. One was Hellcat, which was done by Kate Leff, and I can't think of the artist's name off the top of my head. Brittany something or other. Yeah.
Yeah.
It ended at issue 17. It was just a great little story. It's interesting because the character Patsy Walker, like had its beginnings as like an Archie ripoff because it was Stan Lee's like one of his non-superheroic like creations, like pre, you know, superhero World War II stuff. And over the years, the character had been incorporated into the Marvel Comics continuity and given superpowers and everything. And it was a lot of like independent stories, I guess, but all kind of almost like a slice of life kind of thing mixed in with the superheroic stuff. It was just cute. It was fun.
It's a good companion to Squirrel Girl.
A very good companion to Squirrel Girl.
But still kept its own identity.
Yes, yes. And it's interesting because the book took a kind of a serious turn for a bit there around issue, I want to say 9 or 10, because the Marvel Comics event Civil War II happened. And prior to that, She-Hulk was a major character in the book. And Civil War II... one of the things that happened was they radically redid She-Hulk to the point where she wouldn't work in the book anymore. It was like the character was taken away from Leth during writing, so it had to be retooled. And part of the story became Hellcat Patsy Walker dealing with the loss of her best friend during, you know, a cataclysmic event.
Doesn't She-Hulk not have the ability to control her Hulk power anymore?
Currently, no. She turns into a gray She-Hulk, and she with a different personality and can't control it. She's closer to classic Bruce Banner and Dumb Hulk at this point.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like it either. I guess although from what I understand, the book is the Hulk book that she's starring in is really good, but I don't like the turn for the character.
Yeah.
But no, the story,
why does She-Hulk have to be the Hulk? Like, what does the Hulk do then?
Well, Bruce Banner's dead.
Bruce Banner's dead, and Amadeus Cho is
totally awesome Hulk.
Yeah, he's on a different. He's in a different book now. He's not starring in his own Hulk book, but it's Champions.
We are the Champions.
And he pops up in Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur every once in a while, I guess.
Of course, now they're going to do their legacy storylines where you have like the two Hulks, or referencing the two Hulks, the two Thors, two Caps, so on and so forth.
Yeah, because Marvel Comics wants to get back to their original characters. Unfortunately, that means it's all going to be a bunch of middle-aged white dudes. That's the biggest problem. You know, I love legacy characters. I love, you know, the going back and going like classic, you know, because that's what we grew up with. The problem is a lot of those characters were created in the 1960s and 70s, where you didn't get a lot of diversity when it came to any of your characters. DC ran into this problem a few years ago when they brought back Hal Jordan and Barry Allen and they were doing a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where the Atom was Ryan Choi for a while. And now that's back to Ray Palmer,
mm-hmm.
where you lose a lot of that variety in all these newer characters by bringing it back to Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, white guy with brown hair, The Flash, white guy with blonde hair, Ray Palmer, another white guy with brown hair. are you seeing a pattern a little bit? But anyway, Hellcat ended really well. It ended on a light note. And it's a shame the book is going away, but they wrapped it up. At least it didn't just stop and was canceled and was done.
I think it ended on good terms. I think she wanted to end it or something.
Well, they're going to get into the Secret Empire next big event where Captain America is a secret Nazi. Which doesn't sound appealing at all.
And not so secret anymore.
To anyone.
Yeah. But I would prefer the book to end now instead of getting tied up in Secret Empire, Secret War, or whatever, and have something weird happen with that. Which leads me to my next comic that is ending. A couple months ago, I talked about Great Lakes Avengers as a really goofy, kind of fun joke book. Well, it reached its seventh issue and had this interesting thing on the cover where it had, you know, the original story cover and everything. And at the bottom it says, and a special announcement by Deadpool, with Deadpool on the cover giving a big thumbs up with a big cheesy grin, if you could see the grin under his mask. And the story wraps up and it's good and everything. It's funny. He gets the last page and Deadpool comes busting in the door and goes, hey guys, you're fired. And that's how the book ends. And that's the end of the series. So the comic was just canceled and they slapped this last like page onto the end. I mean, it fits the tone of the book, but it
still kind of sucks.
It still sucks. And the characters, I mean, there were still more stories to tell with these kind of goofy. I love stories about underrated superheroes. The ones that maybe they're not the most powerful. They're not the most well-known, but you know, they're
like,
trying
like Flatman and Bertha. And-
yeah. Mr. Immortal,
yep.
Doorman. Yeah. No, the whole thing was they protected Detroit, and that's their section of the world. Just Detroit.
When RoboCop's not there.
Exactly. But yeah, it's just kind of a shame that we're losing goofy books. And within the next month or two, Slapstick, which is another kind of goofier book, is going to be ending. Luckily, Squirrel Girl is going to continue, at least for the near future. But it's just a shame that, you know, they're pulling all these kind of fun, lighthearted books off the shelves to make way for Everyone Hates Each Other and Captain America's a Nazi.
Yeah.
It's real rough.
Yeah, it's a rough time to be a comic book fan.
Especially a Marvel one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, stop with the events. Stop it.
Well, there's only one way to stop events, and that's for people to stop buying event books. You vote with your dollar, because as long as people buy event books, they're going to continue to make events. I've said this a million times.
Yeah.
Because the sales model shows that when you have a bunch of tie-ins, you have crazy collectors and crazy completionists that get buy outside of the normal books that they have in their pull list. Yeah, it sucks.
I really haven't done too much. I bought the Teen Titans movie, but I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Halfway there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right?
Could have watched that last night instead of Guardians. Yeah, you would have fallen asleep anyway.
But I was telling Sam this yesterday, but the new Samurai Jack episode was super good. There's like a whole bunch of call outs to like past Jack stuff. Like you meet a bunch of characters that were introduced in the original run of the series.
That's cool.
Yeah, like the Rave Kids, see them 50 years later. The big furry slave race guys that he freed from the little annoying guys that had the lightning pitchforks.
But a lot of callbacks.
Oh, yeah. A lot of super crazy callbacks. And continuing Jack's descent into pseudo-madness.
Yeah. Now, how many episodes is this miniseries going to run?
I thought it was 10.
Okay, and where are we at now?
5?
Okay, so we're halfway there.
Whoa. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Perfect.
But yeah, again, really, the episode focused more on Ashi than it did Jack. Like, you don't see Jack pretty much until, like, the very, very end of the episode. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, Ashi, like, traveling the world and meeting all these people that Jack helped over the years and kind of finalizing her redemption arc, basically.
Cool.
Even to the point where she finds, like, a spring or something and takes rocks and which you think is clothes, but it's not really clothes. It's some kind of weird black Aku armor goo or something.
Mm-hmm.
She like, you know, scrapes it off her skin and everything and kind of casts off her Aku-ness.
Yeah.
Like she has no clothes and she's like, what am I going to do? And then finds like these giant like jungle leaves and stuff and makes like a jungle leaf dress and she ends up looking like a pixie, basically. It's got real short hair and a leaf dress.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. And I'm going to be sad it's gone when it finally ends. But at the same time, I'm going to be glad it is because the series will have an end, a definite ending to the story.
Hopefully the ending is up to the hype.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there with 5 episodes left, there's still, not saying that it will, but there's still a chance that it could like
fizzle out.
Like if the ending doesn't hit just right, would it retroactively ruin like the series if the ending, like the definitive the end period ending, just kind of fizzles instead of is, you know, up to snuff?
I don't think it would ruin the show for me. I think I'd be more disappointed than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Dexter, I really, really liked the series.
Not Laboratory.
I was just thinking that, yeah. That show had a really poor ending.
Oh.
Well, the last couple seasons after Gandy left and another animation studio took over, they were not great.
They weren't great, no.
But Dexter the Murder Boy.
Yeah.
Yes, the Showtime series Dexter. but no, the last two seasons of that show were awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like so bad. But yeah, it's just so bad. And then like the end of the series is it's dumb and it has no point. It really does not enrich anything for the show.
I feel like as long as Jack gets home again, everybody will be happy. Like,
part of me doesn't want Jack to go home.
Really?
Yeah. Like I kind of want Jack to die.
You're sick.
No, I mean I don't mean like that. Like a like a heroic like thing. That's what I kind of want.
Finally gets to rest type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's been fighting forever, his entire life.
That would be poignant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they should give Gindy another show on Adult Swim.
They should.
After this.
Yeah. I bet they will. Yeah.
Maybe. It seems to be doing pretty well for him. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, plus, you know, he's got name recognition on, you know, all the different projects he's worked on.
Right.
Since Sony Pictures Animation canceled his Popeye movie.
Yeah.
I would have watched that.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to get Hotel Transylvania 3? Because that was him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the second one, but the first one was actually pretty good.
I liked the first one.
The first one was good. The second one has Mel Brooks in it, so it can't be all bad.
He's there for like 2 seconds.
But still, elevates anything that he's in.
It's a very Mel Brooksian part.
Perfect. Even better. All right, anyway, we're getting close to time, so let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into some of this news.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 122 West Rensselaer Street in downtown Bucyrus, 567-806-5364, and online at subcultureoh.com.
We're back. That was Night Trap, the theme song to the video game Night Trap.
The controversial Sega CD classic?
Yeah. So why did we play the theme song to Night Trap?
Because Night Trap is coming back. You asked for it. Everybody wants
Watch
it.
Watch out behind you. Night Trap is coming back. Okay, so should we probably explain what Night Trap like is, right?
It's an old Sega CD FMV game.
What's FMV?
FMV, full motion video game. It's how do you describe FMV games? It's
video clips turned into a video game.
Yeah, basically.
It's like a choose your own adventure, but with video clips instead of, at least in this particular case it is, right?
Yeah.
Kinda.
FMV games are games that use video.
Yeah.
Yeah, video games. Oh, God. FMV games are games that use live action actors in recorded video as a major component. Mm-hmm. In the game.
Yeah.
As part of the gameplay.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I had an FMV game of Sherlock Holmes for DOS.
Like Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But
or like Mad Dog McCree.
Something.
FMV light gun shooter.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Night Trap was a game where you helped save Dana Plato from a house full of ninja vampires.
Or something.
Something.
Bad guys.
Yeah, the game is very convoluted, but you're like playing like this secret agent.
Surveillance van guy.
Yeah. And the whole point of the game is you have to switch between rooms and hit a button to like activate the trap to stop the monsters from like doing stuff. And it really comes down to just like memorizing the pattern of, okay, I need to go to this room, hit this. Wait till this certain time, then go to this room and hit this.
Like, wait till the girls start singing the theme song to Night Trap.
Yeah. Yeah. The game, why was it infamous? I don't understand.
Apparently, our government, our elected officials thought it was some sort of horrific, violent massacre adventure.
It's not when you hit the button to stop the bad guys, they disappear in a puff of smoke.
Yeah, or like a hole opens up in the floor and they fall in it.
Yeah,
or like a bed flips up in the wall,
like a Murphy bed.
Yeah.
we should mention this game was made in like 90, like early 90s.
Yeah,
like almost so, still the 80s.
Yeah.
And then apparently they thought it was some sort of like porny thing, even though it's just girls at a sleepover.
Yeah,
like they're not wearing anything particularly outrageous.
Yeah, it's anyway, the game's coming back to PS4 and they're actually doing a physical release of it as well.
Yeah, through Limited Run Games.
Yeah,
which they do limited runs of games, so it's not something you're gonna see on the shelf anywhere.
Yeah, but still it's interesting that they're going back to this particular type of game and this game and
this particular stinkwell of
Well, you know, there's someone's got to have nostalgia for it.
Hey, maybe they'll bring Dragon's Lair back.
It's not a good game, but it's an interesting
it's
game.
Interesting. Yeah.
Night Trap. you can find clips of senators talking about Night Trap.
Yeah,
like it's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. It was that same it's part of the reason why the ESRB exists.
Yeah.
To rate games. That and Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm. Weird to think that this is on the same level as Mortal Kombat in that regard.
Yeah. Even though it's nowhere near the violence of Mortal Kombat.
Back to Mortal Kombat, the violence isn't even there.
Yeah, it's schlocky dumb and unrealistic.
Especially if you play the Super Nintendo version.
Yeah.
And not the Genesis one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, speaking of fighting games, we can roll into this one. So Street Fighter V has been rolling out new characters and stages and stuff like that since the game's release, because the game wasn't a complete game.
Yeah. you're not bitter at all.
No, not at all. No, I didn't spend a whole bunch of money on a half-made game with no single-player mode.
Until, like, 4 months later.
Yeah. No, that's a story mode. There still isn't a, like, an arcade mode. which is my bread and butter. But anyway, One of the most recent stages that they rolled out was a remake of the original final boss stage from Street Fighter II in Thailand.
Got a big bell in the background. Mm-hmm.
There's some Buddhas in the, you know, on the sides that you break through and stuff. It's a cool stage. It's they did a very good job designing it to look like the original one. Unfortunately, it had to be pulled because they accidentally put some Islamic chants in the background by accident. I don't know how that happens by accident, but
it happened in one of the. It's not the first time this has happened in a video game either.
No.
I think there's a Zelda.
Ocarina of Time. Yeah. The push blocks for the version 1 carts had some logo on it, and they were changed to like suns or something like that in subsequent releases. Hmm. But I don't
know
how
Big Planet had chants in the background too.
That really?
Had to be patched out.
Oh, geez.
In one of the levels.
Yeah. So, I mean, this stage is going to come back eventually, but it's just weird that this keeps happening.
Yeah.
Like, how. I still don't understand. How do you accidentally put a made a previously established thing into your game?
Maybe they just Googled chanting and this is what they pulled out.
Well, how do you put a song in your game that has chanting in it and not like make sure that that's not something offensive?
Yeah.
Like nobody went, well, maybe we should figure out what this means.
Yeah. Well, how much of this is the Japanese developers just not having the same kind of
cultural sensitivity as we would.
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably has something to do with it. Yeah. But even then, like, pay attention to what you're putting into your game.
Yeah, don't just, you know, Google, you know, oh, I need some chants, Google and hit the first thing.
Royalty-free chanting.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's probably closer to what it is than yeah.
I don't understand why this couldn't get, like, that monk music.
Oh, Gregorian chants?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I've listened to one of those albums. It's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, yeah. They're cool. The first time.
Yeah.
Why not just get somebody to remaster whatever was in the original stage?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because it was on the Super Nintendo. There was no chanting.
No. as far as we knew, maybe it was so, like, vocoded out that, you know. But no, rolling right into other things that were being pulled from the airwaves or what have you.
For being offensive,
apparently. No. The show Powerless, which was a comedy.
Comedy?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. You can hear the air quotes in that one. Show that was it technically a sitcom? It wasn't really a sitcom.
I mean, it took place in the same location.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Based in the DC universe.
And it was not embarrassed to tell you.
No, not
was.
At all. No.
Bruce Wayne.
Yep. They got the rights to say Bruce Wayne, and they said it every episode multiple times. It is being pulled with 2 episodes left in its original run. So it's not even going to make the entire 13-episode season.
You'd think they just stick it out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I guess it's just doing that poorly.
That reruns of Superstore.
Yeah.
Which is a good show.
Superstore's good, yeah.
I like that show.
Yeah. It's a shame that the show is being pulled. It's not a shame that the show is being pulled because this particular iteration is bad. The whole thing is bad. From toe to tip, from top to bottom, it wasn't a good show.
It was a good concept.
It's a great concept. It could work.
I heard the unaired pilot is actually fantastic.
That's what I heard too, but it certainly wasn't what we got on air.
No.
Poor Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
But his character was the worst.
Yeah, he's the worst, and it's a shame because Alan Tudyk is funny.
Yeah. Everyone hated each other on this show. Like, everyone's a jerk.
Yeah.
And a lot of the problem is, and I reviewed this months ago, part of the problem is it ran a little too close to that show, Better Off Ted, where it was, you know, working in an R&D factory for crazy devices with kind of a jerk boss. That's all this show was. But
with a superhero twist.
Yeah. But
Bruce Wayne.
I hope this doesn't mean that we won't get any more like
superhero
shows. But I'm afraid that's the trend just because Arrow and Flash work and Supergirl works.
Yeah.
Although Supergirl's a lot lighter than
I wish, and the usual fare anyway.
Flash is pretty light too.
Not the third season. Yeah. It has gone the Arrow route where everything is set. In fact, the newest episode has Flash go to the future where he meets Future Barry, and he has black emo hair because he's sad.
I'm just remembering when in Spider-Man 3.
Oh yeah.
Tobey Maguire doing his emo dance down the sidewalk.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, when I first watched it as a kid, I hated that dancing scene, but now I get it. It's not that he's become cool. It's he thinks he's become cool. Yeah. So he's going over the top geeky, thinking that he's cool. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I'd like to pretend that movie doesn't exist.
Well, that too. Yeah, yeah.
Especially since they ruined Venom so bad.
Yes.
I thought that movie was all right, but I don't have a lot of invested in Spider-Man, honestly.
Thomas Hayden Church did an excellent job as the Sandman. I think he was the absolute highlight of that movie. By the point of that movie, I think Tobey Maguire didn't want to do it anymore. Kirsten Dunst was totally out. And yeah, they really screwed up Venom. But what do I know?
Powerless.
Powerless. It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Nothing of value was lost.
Yeah.
nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yeah.
No, that's not true, because it probably killed the chances of superhero comedies on network television.
Yeah. Well, the next chance we're going to get is the New Warriors on Freeform. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about superhero movies there briefly. So I want to mention this real quick. M. Night Shyamalan has announced via Twitter that he is finishing his trilogy of superhero-ish movies that started with Unbreakable and moved on to Split, which was his most recent film. In January 2019, there's going to be a movie called Glass, in which...
it's a biopic about Ira Glass.
That's what it is.
This American Life.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. It's going to feature the Bruce Wayne's or Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
It's contagious.
Bruce Wayne. No, Bruce Willis's character from Unbreakable squaring off against James McAvoy's character from Split.
Characters.
I guess that's kind of a spoiler for Split, unfortunately. I didn't realize that until I just said that.
You mean that kind of after credit scene?
Yeah, the after credit scene where it's set in the same universe. Anyway, Sam Jackson's also on board as
Mr. Glass.
And it's...
a comic book obsessed man in a wheelchair.
Yep, I am totally 100% in, because Shyamalan has gotten a lot of flack for a lot of his later films.
Unbreakable was amazing.
Yeah, but Unbreakable, I think, is his best work.
It's one of them, yeah.
I like it. I actually like it a lot more than, not a lot more, but I like it more than Sixth Sense. Definitely more than, like, Signs. And
yeah, Signs.
Lady in the Water.
What's the one with the aliens?
Yeah.
Signs.
Yeah. The aliens that might actually be demons, because the whole way they defeat them is they get splashed with water. Mel Gibson is a priest, and he's tried to pick up every glass of water in the house earlier in the movie. Like, he touches each one at one point. Huh. So the whole idea is maybe they're actually demons and they're being splashed with holy water.
They're space demons.
Space demons.
It's Doom.
Yeah, it's Doom.
Well, one of his other movies, he was connected. I'm not sure how much of it was actually his, but there was that movie Devil.
That was his.
Was that his?
That was his. It was an independently developed one.
They stopped putting his name on movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was people trapped in an elevator. Mm-hmm. Turns out one of the people in the elevator happens to actually be the devil.
Yeah, what a twist.
What a twist.
What a tweet.
But no, I'm in. I'm in for Glass.
I'll give it a shot. I wanted to watch Split. I've heard a lot of people say it's actually not bad. And I like James McAvoy.
Yeah. The whole thing comes down to whether Bruce Willis wants to be there or not.
True.
Because that will make or break any film that he is in. And it's very clear the movies that he wants to be there for, as opposed to the ones where he's just walking through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Adam Sandler's his way.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. We have some more movie news. I'm going to have to watch Jurassic World 2 now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Why is that?
Because they got the bloom.
They got the bloom! Nature finds a way to get Jeff Goldblum back into the Jurassic Park franchise.
Other than, you know, just his picture on a book.
Yeah. No, Nothing's been said about it other than
he's in it.
He's in it, and Bryce Dallas Howard and Star-Lord,
the Pratt Man,
they're back in.
Well, of course they have to be.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Does Pratt really have to be?
Well, no, but
he added absolutely nothing to the world of Jurassic Park. I mean, he wasn't bad in the movie.
Yeah,
but.
It's a shame he's getting kind of
anybody.
It's a shame he's getting kind of typecast into that role because he is a great comedic actor.
Yeah.
But ever since he lost the weight for Guardians of the Galaxy, he's just kind of become generic action man. And that's a shame.
That kind of happens sometimes though. Like,
yeah.
Kind of happened with Brandon Fraser a little bit. Well, at least they tried.
They succeeded with that.
Well, The Mummy.
With that and George of the Jungle, he was super in shape for that.
Yeah, but that was more of a comedy.
That's true.
I was more about taking comedic actors and
turning them into
action boys.
Action men.
Action boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'll
make that movie.
Action boys.
Action boys.
There we
it's
go.
It's kind of an expendable type.
Yeah,
thing.
There we go. Yeah.
Good podcast name if it's not taken.
Yeah. Action boys.
Perfect. My question is he going to be bringing his food truck onto the set of Jurassic World 2? Yeah.
Yes, it actually came out yesterday or the day before, mm-hmm. that he owns a food truck called Chef Goldblum.
Chef Goldblum, and that is the perfect name for it. It's great.
In the credits, you'll see catering by Chef Goldblum.
I hope so. Oh, that would be so great.
Oh, man.
But will this one have a cameo by Jimmy Buffett?
Yes, I hope so. Yeah.
Because he was in Jurassic World.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just because there's a Margaritaville there doesn't mean that Jimmy Buffett has to be.
No, see, that's the secret. Every
Margaritaville has their own Jimmy Buffett.
Has their own personal Jimmy Buffett.
They're Jimmy Buffett's from parallel universes.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it's like Santa or Ronald McDonald. There are multiple Jimmy Buffetts. Every Margaritaville is allotted one Buffett.
Also a buffet.
He mans the buffet. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I kind of want Sam Neill to come back.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Because that third Jurassic Park movie was just awful.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore, does it? Like, the Jurassic World is like a parallel universe where...
No, Jurassic World is a direct sequel to Jurassic Park.
Oh, yes. Was it?
Yes.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was a parallel where Jurassic Park was successful.
No, because they make multiple references to the original movie.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
they talk about how it was a tragedy.
Gotcha.
There's that guy that...
Charlie Day's character.
The guy that played Nick Miller in New Girl.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's not Charlie Day.
Why did I think it was?
It's not Charlie Day.
I was thinking of Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know what the actor's name is.
Yes.
He plays like a fan insert character more or less in Jurassic World.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
He's wearing an original Jurassic Park t-shirt.
Nice.
And they talk about how it was insensitive for him to wear it because people died that day.
Yeah.
It's like wearing a shirt with a tragedy on the front.
That's true. Yeah, I guess it would make sense. Yeah. But then again, the Jurassic World logo was basically the same thing, just blue.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, the blue makes it less offensive.
Yeah.
But there's also, you know, you see some things from the original movie in Jurassic World.
Okay.
Like you see the Jeeps and the original visitor center.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, that shows that I didn't watch the first Jurassic World, so.
Did you really not watch it?
No, I didn't.
I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not fantastic, but it's not bad either.
I know. I missed it in theaters, and I just, you know.
Never really caught up on the.
I haven't had a reason to go to
the park.
Family Video and rent it or whatever.
The Jurassic Park.
The Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Is Wayne Knight going to be in?
He can't say the magic word. He's dead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He died.
Yeah, his character's dead.
He very clearly died in that film.
Stick, stupid. Fetch a stick.
Yeah.
No reason you're extinct. And then eaten by a dinosaur in truck.
Yep.
You could do a flashback.
I could do a flashback.
Somebody hacks the Jurassic World system or something, and it's all of a sudden a bunch of Dennis Nedry's.
Yeah, there you go.
It's Unix. I know this.
can't even get Sam Jackson's character because he died too.
Because he died too.
Hold on to your butts.
I almost said hang on to your butts. Just hold on to your butts.
No, I like hang on to your butts better.
Get a handful of your own butt.
I mean, it's a day that ends in Y, right?
Yeah. All right, so we have a couple of...
get two handfuls of your own butt cheeks because we're moving on to the next topic.
There we go. Yeah. We got a couple of quick hits here. We got a release date for Star Wars Episode 9, May 24th.
2019.
Which is different from...
Yeah, it's not December.
Yeah, not Christmas. Star Wars Christmas.
Yeah. That's weird.
Makes me wonder if what they have planned for December.
That's more like merchandise day to follow up to the Christmas movie.
Right.
Accurate.
Yeah. I make joke, but that is a real thing.
Yeah.
They have a day for when they release the merchandise for the following movie.
Yeah. Very weird. Unless they're hoping that if the movie is released in May, by December, it'll be on DVD so they can get their, you know, 3-pack of the new trilogy into people's hands for 2019.
Probably a lot better with it.
Maybe. I don't know. Because they're technically, like, with May, they're competing with themselves.
Yeah.
Because that's also when Avengers movies tend to come out.
I was just going to look up. Maybe they've announced the Avengers movie to be released in December, so they don't want to double up then. Let me look it up real quick. No. They're going to be going right up against the second part of Avengers Infinity.
Because that's
going to be released May 3rd. 2019.
Ugh.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
Is like Lucasfilm and Marvel Studios having like a sibling fight?
Who knows?
Is there no other movies coming out that month because they're going to get trampled?
Yeah.
Don't even bother going to the other movies. They're just going to get stomped.
Yeah.
No, that'll be when Warner Brothers releases their next Justice League.
Yeah, that's when Aquaman comes out. I don't know.
They're going to hold his head underwater until the bubbles stop.
Be a long time because, you know, it's Aquaman.
He'll die of old age.
Yeah.
Hulk's not smart.
Along with that, there's also an Indiana Jones release date.
Which I didn't know.
Spoiler alert, there's an Indiana Jones movie
coming
out. Yeah,
also
there's
going to be an Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, boy. Let's go back to that well after they destroyed it last
time. Now, you
see,
my question is, will Harrison Ford die in this one, too? Is he just slowly going to go through all of his major franchises and have himself killed off in each one?
I mean, well, he's already dead in American Graffiti, so.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
How many fridges will he hide in this movie?
Yeah, CG monkeys swinging around.
Man, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was so bad.
It's a terrible movie.
It was another one of those movies where you walk out of it, and you're like, oh, that was fun. And then you think about it for 2 minutes, and you're like, oh, God. Oh, God, that was really bad.
Well, it was clear they were really setting up Shia LaBeouf to be the next Indiana Jones.
And nobody wants that.
No one wants the adventures of Mutt Williams. But no, as long as the script's good, I'm in for another Indiana Jones. Why not?
I mean, I love Indiana Jones. I really do.
Yeah.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull made me hate Temple of Doom less.
Yeah.
If it did anything, it made that movie better.
Yeah.
Because Temple of Doom is bad.
Temple of Doom was pretty rough. That's my least favorite of the three originals, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think it's everybody's.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've sat all the way through Temple of Doom, honestly.
It's not.
Indy! Q Scream.
I think the VCR broke mid.
Yeah. The VCR ate my tape. That's why
it couldn't even handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think they should just leave it alone.
What if they recast it? What if it's set back in the 30s?
Oh, with a younger Indiana Jones?
Well, not even younger, but just, you know, same time frame as the original three, just another story with a different actor.
What if he's a baby?
What if it's baby Indiana Jones?
What if it's the baby Indiana Jones adventure?
Well, we had the young Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if we get Jake Gyllenhaal? No, was it? No.
I don't remember.
The other one.
I don't remember.
The blonde one from Drive. Driver.
Ryan Gosling.
What if they got Ryan Gosling back as young Indiana Jones? He was young Hercules. Who was young Indiana Jones?
Some guy.
Sean Patrick Flannery?
Oh! Half of the Boondock Saints.
Yeah, what if they got him as...
Oh, he's too old now.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
What if they got the old guy from Boondock Saints?
Richard Armitage?
Yeah.
No, he's...
No, I was going to say Billy Connolly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Connolly.
I pictured him in my head and I said the wrong name.
Does anyone else get Billy Connolly and...
Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan, no. Billy Connolly and what's his name from Monty Python? John Cleese mixed up. I always think Billy Connolly looks like John Cleese with long hair.
They do. And the faces are very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get those two mixed up.
Of course, Bill Connolly was in the third Hobbit movie.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
As a dwarf. And him and Christopher Lee got into it like an argument, like hardcore. They hated each other.
Oh, sure.
I wouldn't want to get on Christopher Lee's bad side.
No, well, definitely not. Well, I'm scared of that voice.
Well, Christopher Lee was like a huge Tolkien fan.
Yeah.
And Bill Connolly like basically spit in his face and said, Tolkien's overrated. And I'm like, then why are you doing this movie?
Yeah.
Well, you see, Billy Connolly is a C.S. Lewis fan. He prefers the Narnias to the Tolkiens.
I'm not a huge Tolkien guy, but it's way better than those Narnia books are.
You know, I'll be honest. When I was a kid, I read every one of those Narnia books, and there are maybe three of the seven of them that are okay.
You mean the three they made movies?
Not even that.
Yeah, I read a bunch of them when I was a kid, too, and I went back and read the first one. I'm like, this is not very good.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The first one was written, the publication order is different than the book order. I discovered this way here recently. The Magician's Ring, I think, is what the first one chronologically was written like almost at the very end. So C.S. Lewis was like, I'm kind of done with this, but I need a backstory so that I could tell this final story where everyone goes to heaven, I think. Yeah. No, that's a real thing that happened. They go to actual like
literal heaven.
Yeah, literal heaven at the end. Everyone dies and they all go to heaven. Yeah, it gets weird. Anyway, I think that's been the show. So thank you all for tuning in. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweets at us at @nerd_overload. And also you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you can watch Sam and Josh eat a habanero pepper.
Yeah.
Which was not fun.
A lot of fun. We should do that again.
No.
We got more hits on that than anything else. Yeah. So every week from pepper videos.
My bathroom at work.
Also, thanks. Shout out to the guy that's actually subscribed to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, man. Redbeard, I think his name was.
It was like GL Redbeard.
Something like that.
You're the real MVP.
Yeah. We're on iTunes and Stitcher, so check us out over there. And thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.